Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have kept us, protect us, watched over us as we slept and we slumbered, ushered us into a brand new day. And we bless you even right now, Father God. We confess every sin of omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of this day. Father, thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come up against us this day, Father, as we decree and we declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not and cannot come to pass. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father, for this ministry. We thank you for helping us to stand. We thank you for promoting us, flourishing us, blessing us, Father, increasing us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for covering us. Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we ask that you will bless the services on today. Hallelujah, as you have blessed us every day. And we thank you, Father God, that we are here because of you. Father God, in all things, amen, by Christ Jesus, every good and perfect gift coming from above. Thank you. So now we surrender this day into your hands, and we decree and we declare that Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our those who trespass against us. And thank you for leading us not into temptation, but delivering us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. We bless be the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. As we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. TGIF on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. Amen. And our acronym for that is Today God is First. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda. I am your kingdom host on this morning. Amen. It is my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Amen. What a privilege. What a joy divine. Amen. If you are a first timer with our ministry, welcome, 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 welcome. You are truly blessed to be here, and we are blessed to have you. So please enjoy the services on today to the extension. Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. 7 days a week, 7 days a week, we show up, amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord, amen, and we thank God that there's never been a morning that we have come and Jesus was not here, hallelujah, not only is he here when we come, amen, we bring him when we come, hallelujah, 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 oh my telling you, it is just a blessing, amen, to walk with the King. Amen, in Jesus' name. So enjoy the services. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are here 7 days a week. All right, all right, all right. We pray that everybody is excited today. Amen. Why God has given us one more, one more, one more, one more day to be a blessing. One more day, amen, to serve in his kingdom. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day to embrace. One more day to from embracing. Amen. One more day to serve. Just one more day. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And it's a day that the Lord has made. It's a day that the Lord has made. So we're going to stay in faith. We're going to stay in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. In my prayer last night, we want to thank God, amen, for our Friday night prayer, amen, on last night. Amen. We want to thank God for our minister, Joanne Thurman, amen, heading up that ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to thank God, beloved, because we know our prayer, amen, is not in vain. Amen. Sometimes it look like we're praying and not. Sometimes it look like we're not being heard, but we know that we are. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, amen, I was talking to the Holy Spirit on last night, and I was looking at all the wild fires, amen, over on the West Coast, amen. Then I'm looking at all the flooding, amen, on the other part of the world. And I was saying, Lord, it'd be so nice if some of this water, amen, that's flooding and people are dying from these floods, it'd be so nice if some of that water was over there where the fire is. Wouldn't that be so nice? Amen. All that water, I mean, hundreds of people have died and still dying. Amen. Because of the flooding, it's too much water in one part of the world, and there's fires in another part of the world that need that water. And so we're just praying for God's grace and just praying for God's mercies. Amen. And we're just going to keep praying. We're just going to keep praying, and we're not going to stop praying. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, so today is another one, amen, and I don't know what it's doing in your part of the world, but over here where we are, they say whatever you want to get done, they advise us to get it done by 9 o'clock in the morning, because that's how hot it's supposed to be today. They said that we're going to feel the heat, amen, by 9 o'clock, but you know what, amen, beloved, we are still rejoicing in the heat, amen, because there's a place hotter than this. There's a place higher than this, baby, where the fire is not quenched. There's a place that's higher than this, where the worm dieth not. There's a place higher than this, hotter than this. Amen. And it's called hell. And we're so happy we ain't going. We're so happy that our appointment with hell has been canceled. And Jesus did it for us. Amen. Our faith in the Lord. He has canceled our appointment with hell. Hallelujah. It's a place hot in there. So we're not going to complain about the heat. Amen. And you know, another thing about heat, beloved, amen, the less clothes you wear, the hotter you'll become. Because that sun gets an opportunity to hit your flesh. So it really does pay to cover up. You know what I mean? And you don't have to be showing everything. We showing everything. Showing the legs, showing the arms, the boobs, everything, the butts. And glory be to God showing all of that. And beloved, cover some of that up, you know, lightweight with discretion. Wear light colors, okay, because light colors reflect, amen, the sun, amen, glory be to God. And drink a lot of fluids, amen, and trust God, amen. Move in moderation, amen, and be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. One of our pastor friends, amen, in the fellowship, amen, he posted on Facebook. I don't spend a whole lot of time on Facebook. I really don't. Probably could do better, but I don't. Amen. I go in and I post what we need. I look around a little bit. Amen. Maybe about 10, 15 minutes a week. Amen. And move on. Amen. But he got my attention. Amen. He put this article on there where women out there paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to buy a butt. Unbelievable. I mean, like, for real, it's not nothing make up. They, like, pay that kind of money. Amen. And then he said, and then it still stinks. He said, it still stinks. I said, go ahead, Pastor. Tell it like a T.I. is. Amen. Beloved, we need to be happy with whatever God gave us. Whatever God gave, if God made you short, you're supposed to be short. If God made you tall, you're supposed to be tall. If you're thick, you need to be thick. If you're thin, you need to be thin. If you're white, if you're light, you need to be light. And if you're dark, you need to be dark. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. And that's just the way it is. Amen. And we have to just embrace who we are. And we know that sometimes it's a process, but just start the process. Before you can complete the process, you got to start the process. Amen. And just embrace who we are, because the Bible also tells us that we are fearfully and marvelously made. God didn't make no mistakes. And when he made you, let me tell you, he said it was good. It was perfect. If the Lord was delighted, then you shouldn't care if somebody else is not. Amen. And you should be delighted because God is delighted in you. When God finished you before the foundation of the world, he said, that's good. He put that little mole up there on your cheek, amen, on your shoulder, whatever he did, amen, glory be to God. God said, that's good. Hallelujah. Little body parts, big body parts, whatever. Some of us missing some body parts. He said, that's good too. Come on, saints, love yourself. Love yourself. Come on, glory be to God. Hallelujah, because God loves you just the way you are, just the way he made you, all right? And I'm talking about the physical right now. As far as the spiritual, he loves you too, but he loves you too much to keep you there. Amen, he loves you too much to keep you there. So we want to continue to grow, and we want to continue to grow and continue to grow. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that is my introduction on today. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, coming to us this morning from Philadelphia to bring us the word of God, our evangelist Nancy. Amen, we want to thank God. Amen, for this woman of God. Amen, glory be to God. Thank God for her commitment in the Lord's kingdom. Amen, her dedication to do his will, to do his work. Amen. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. She is a woman of prayer. Amen. She stays in prayer. She stays in the word. Amen. Glory be to God. Her ears are open to hear what the Lord is saying to her. And she strives to obey. And if she misses it, amen, she just repents, amen, and just start all over again. Amen, as we were sharing with you on yesterday, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. How glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just, darkness cannot overcome light. Darkness cannot overcome light. Amen, glory be to God. And we just want to bless the Lord. Matter of fact, the Lord was ministering to me that same message this morning as I laid in my bed meditating and talking to him on this morning. Man, I have to go back, amen. I have to go back and listen to yesterday's message. I got to go back and listen to it, amen, that the Lord is still speaking there, amen. He wants to evidently to do a part two or a part three, amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. All right, all right, all right. So without any further ado, amen, glory be to God. I'd like to introduce to some, amen, and present to others, amen, our evangelist, amen, Nancy, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities, amen, in Jesus' name. Okay, evangelist, God bless you, amen, and the floor is absolutely yours.
And God bless you too. Good morning to each and every one, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, please, God, help me to crucify the flesh right now. Hallelujah. That the spirit of the living God would take full control, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for how you use each and every one of us for your glory, your honor, and for your praise, God. Whatever you do, God, you never mess up, God. So I thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. You know, I tell you, God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a powerful God. Sometimes with all our running around and so much to do between work, this, that, and this, I say, God, I need a word from you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And God said that your topic today, excuse me, y'all, will be, do your trust him. Do you really trust God? See, we always say these verses in the name, oh, I feel the presence of God. I say, God, in the name of Jesus, because see, when God talks to you, he talks to me also. And I had to sit back and think about that for my own self. Do I really trust God? In the name of Jesus, do you really trust God? in the name of Jesus. Let's move over to Proverbs. You know that favorite scripture that we always like to read. Proverbs, third chapter. I'm going to start at the fifth verse. In the name of Jesus. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Do you really trust God with all of your heart? Really? Do you really trust God? Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, you said, keep on reading it. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Who's directing your path today? A path today. You know, sometimes we allow the enemy to direct our path and lead us in a wrong direction in the name of Jesus. But yet we say, I trust the Lord. I trust you, God. But yet so many of us, it's amazing how God just turned my word around today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, what I do, I want to do it to please God and not man. Too many of us are trying to please a man instead of God. Do you really trust him? See, when God already told you everything is going to be all right in the name of Jesus, and when God already said all is well in the name of Jesus, do you really trust him? And when God already made a promise to you, and you're sitting there and you're waiting on God, and you say, well, how long more, God, do I got to wait on you in the name of Jesus? So many people are putting their trust in man in the name of Jesus. People come to you and ask you for this and ask for that, and you trust them more than you trust God. The Holy Spirit said, don't give that person that money. Don't you do this. Don't you do that. And you tell God everything is going to, now you telling God everything is going to be all right when God already told you what not to do. Do you really trust God? See, when you trust God with all your heart in the name of Jesus, yes, our growth is different, each and every one of us. So many of us got trust issues. I think that's why it's hard for so many people to really trust God, because see, so many people made promises to you and they broke that promise. They say, gal, you just give me this. Now, girl, you know me. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But see, the Holy Spirit already told you, don't give that person that $5. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go there with that person. Oh, girl, I know you're going to take good care of me. Now, don't forget now, on Monday or Tuesday, you said you was going to be here. In the name of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit busy downloading to you. Don't you do that in the name of Jesus. And you said, I don't know why God said to tell my people this is just a reminder, because so many people are trusted men more than God, and now you're sitting there waiting on that person to come give you your rent money back, and come back to give you this and that and that and this, and the time is moving on, and you're making phone calls, and you say, nah, I know this person ain't gonna do this to me. Now they gave me their word, and ooh, in the name of Jesus, and I put my trust in them, Lord, and God said through the Holy Spirit, I told you not to do it. And that's why so many people are bucking against the Holy Spirit. They want to do it their way instead of God's way. In the name of Jesus, do you really trust him? In the name of Jesus, see, we got to really be tuned in with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, yes, we want to help this one, especially when you got it to give. But sometimes God says, don't do that. I got somebody else that's going to help them. I want you to hold on to what you got, because, see, I can see far in advance. I already see what's coming your way. I want you to hold on to that $5, or that $10, or that $100 bill in the name of Jesus. But, oh, no, in the name of Jesus, that person said they were going to give it back to me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, you are compromising with the Holy Spirit, and now God, you're telling God, when God is telling you, in the name of Jesus, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. When you trust God with all your heart, you will believe him. It's like anybody else, you put your trust in God, you put your heart with God, and you being connected with God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know I tell you to love God is to trust God in all of thy ways, in the name of Jesus. We must acknowledge God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, I think a lot of people are grieving God right now, and they are upset with God, in the name of Jesus. It ain't God's fault that you gave your last when God told you not to give your last. You knew your bill had to be paid on Monday, and the person come to you on Sunday, and you say, now, baby, don't you hurt me now. I just got this soul. I shouldn't do this. But you promised. Now, you sure you want to be here on Monday, baby? Now, come on now. I told you I'd be there, and they coming in talking that fast talk in the name of Jesus. I can't even hardly sit down. No, I told you I'd be back on Monday. And you like, God, I feel your presence, God. I hear you telling me, God, not to do it, but my baby said they need this for some. All right, baby. Oh, Lord, I tell you, baby. All right, now I'm going to give it to you now. I just feel like crying for somebody. Because maybe somebody right now is waiting on that person right now who made a promise to you in the name of Jesus. And it's been one day, it's been 2 days. Heck, maybe it's been a week or two. And you're still waiting on your money. Don't get upset with them. You just gotta ask God to forgive you and forgive them, because they did not come back to give you your money. And you know, once you ask God for forgiveness, now God, out of his long suffering, out of his love for you, he gonna make a way out of nowhere in the name of Jesus. He gonna have somebody to call you, or either you gonna check your mailbox in the name of Jesus, or you gonna go to the bank and you're going to say, where does extra money come? Now, where does money come from? Oh, my God. God, oh, God, thank you. And now you're repenting. And now you're crying. And now you're thanking God. But God said, out of the love for you, I'm going to take good care of you. But next time, in the name of Jesus, you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. You got to put your trust in me. Sometimes it's okay to say, I just can't do it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People, let me tell you one thing about the Almighty God. He wants us to trust him more, to lean to him. Yes, God, to put our trust in God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, I tell you the truth, and he wants us to acknowledge him. To acknowledge God is to come to God first, not second, not third, not fourth, in the name of Jesus. So many people are trusting in the, yes, God, the doctors, the lawyers, your friends, in the name of Jesus. But God said, from this day forward, acknowledge me, come to me first. God, what should I do? In the name of Jesus, when somebody calls you up and asks for something, no matter what it is, you got to say, baby, I'm going to call you back. I got to talk to the Almighty God, and I'll give you a call back. And don't let them boom bang you and say, yes, God. Don't let them fast talk you and say, no, baby. Ma'am, I need to know right now. See, because I'm around the corner, and I want to see, can I fly right by right now and get that? Well, you better sit where you at. Like I said, I got to acknowledge God. I got to see what God say first now. In the name of God, I'm going to call you back. No. I need it right now. Well, no. No, if you can't wait, I can't do it. Now I got to see what God say. That's by acknowledging God in in the name of Jesus. And then you hang up that phone and you look up to the heavens of all heavens and you say, God, in the name of Jesus, you know what I got to do with this. You see and you know, God, in the name of Jesus. So tell me what to do, God. And sit still enough to hear the voice of God. The devil wants you to get, the devil don't care if you're broke or rich or whatever. The devil don't care. All he wants is your soul. In the name of Jesus. And you got to really be tuned in with God. Because see, you got your voice. You got the imitator who is the devil of all devils. And then you got the sweet voice of the Almighty God. And when God tells you to do something, you get peace. Because, see, God is a God of peace and not of confusion. In the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit said, tell him not today. Tell him tomorrow. Tell him Monday. You just tell him that. But God, the person want it right now. Go handle your business. Do what you need to do. And tell him that you'll take care of them tomorrow. Yes, Lord. Do you trust him? Yes, Lord, I'm going to do that. And you call that person up and say, I'm sorry. Nah, I can help you out, but you're just going to have to wait till tomorrow because I got something important to do. Or the Holy Spirit might say, sure, give it to him. Give it. Go ahead, give it to him. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of that problem. Sure, you're going to have a little extra. Hallelujah. You're going to have a little extra over. So you give them, go give it to them. Give it to them. And give it with a cheerful heart. See, so many people are giving, but they're not giving with a cheerful heart. You got to give with a cheerful heart, or you might as well not give it at all. Don't be giving it now, and they'll be to you in the name of Jesus. So you call them up and say, yeah. Okay, you come on and get it. All right, now, as soon as I get dressed, I thought you said you was right around the corner. I'll be right there, okay? Now they're ready to click up. Because, see, they wasn't around the corner. They just wanted to test you. See, some people just want to test you to see if you're going to really do it. That's why you got to acknowledge God first. Talk to the Almighty God. God knows who's going to flim-flam you and who's not. And sometimes God even knows the person that said they're going to give it back to you ain't going to give it back. So God already got a ram in the bush for you. But, see, God wants us to be givers. But give from the heart. Do you trust God? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. See, a lot of people don't trust God because, see, a lot of people, we've been aching in our bodies for quite a long time. In the name of Jesus, and we're still waiting for that healing. Do you really trust God? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So many of us, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, when God said, all is well, and go ahead and do this and do that. In the name of Jesus, your husband is on the way, and your wife is on the way. And you're still looking, but God said, a man that fighting for a wife, I'm fighting for a good thing. No woman should be asking no man, can you marry me in the name of Jesus? Because soon as something go haywire, they say, you asked me, and I didn't ask you. That's why sometimes do your trust, God. You got to put your trust in God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And for that unsaved one, that you've been praying for over and over and over again. And God said, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, by the end of this month, your son, oh, Jesus, your daughter, your husband, your wife will be repenting from their sins. In the name of Jesus, do you really trust him? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and yes, God. And that person that's having a financial status right now, it seems like every time you get paid, you look at your money, and once you complete your, yes, God, pay your bills, you look at your money and say, my God, God, I still got to do this, and I still got to do that, and I got to get this, and I got to get that. And God, when I'm looking in the name of Jesus, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I do you trust him today? And God already told you everything is going to be okay. I've never seen a righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread in the name of Jesus. And God would not put that scripture in the Bible. Bible unless he's a king of God, is a God of his word. In the name of Jesus, do you trust him? In the name of Jesus, maybe you got a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife. In the name of Jesus, this God might have an alcohol problem or whatever it may be. In the name of Jesus, and God said, don't worry. Oh, yes, God, a change is about to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, do you trust him? And a lot of people say, well, God, you didn't tell me that for a long time. I see like the more I pray, the worse it get. In the name of Jesus, God said, stop looking at the problem, and you just keep on praying. You just keep on fasting. You just keep on believing, because yes, God, the change is on the way. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Do you trust God today? In the name of Jesus, how often do you trust God? How often do you really trust God? People, let me tell you one thing. Yes, sometimes we mess up. In the name of Jesus, and yes, we are all growing, and God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and yes, it could be overwhelming sometimes, yes, it could be challenging sometimes, when you're waiting on God, but do you trust him, though? In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, people, let me tell you, my message today is very, very short. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, but God said to tell my children, trust me with all your heart. All your heart. See, you can't just trust God today and then tomorrow you don't trust God. You got to go all the way with God. You got to trust him all the way to the end. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, trust God. Don't give up. So many people, God people are giving up. That's what the devil wants you to do, is give up in the name of Jesus, because everything ain't going your way. Everything ain't going to always go your way. You think everything go my way, Pastor Dr. Alfredo way? Heck no. But we're going to keep, we trust God, though. We know God's going to work it out. If it's meant for us, we're going to receive it. Let me tell you one thing about God. See, some things you got to wait for him, because he's molding you, and yes, God is creating you for that you ask for. God ain't going to embarrass you or allow you to be embarrassed. He got to prepare you for that you asking for. Or do you trust him? That supervisor job, that husband, that wife. When you used to living by yourself, now I'm married to the Almighty God for right now. But I know my blessing on the way, if that's what God wants for me. See, I came to the point now to say, if that's what you want, God, let it be. But prepare me. Prepare me, God, because I know me. I know Sister Nancy. And it's going to take a heck of a man. I'm going to tell you the truth. In the name of Jesus. And a man that I could trust. I have slight trust issues. We all do. When you've been hurt so many times. Promise too. Yes, we all got trust issues. But I ask God to help me to be an overcomer and an overachiever. To overcome the past. What happened to me was the past. I'm no longer in the dark. I'm a child of the light. But I find myself still holding on to certain things I need to let go of. Because I've been hurt. We all been hurt. In the name of Jesus. And sometimes, yes, in the back of your mind, you got that little trust, like, I want to trust this person so bad. But I can't. God, help me to trust this person again. Because this person hurted me. Help me, God, please, to let it go. But you have some time, and I know God given the power, love, and sound mind. We all know that. We all know that. But each and every one of us been hurt in so many different areas. So many people made promises. So many people say, I won't do this and do that. The main thing they said they don't ain't going to do is the main thing they do. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if I'm crying for me or am I crying for somebody else. You just don't know anymore. That's why we got to make sure that we are connected to God. Be sincere to God. And say, God, help me. Please help me, God, to trust the way you want me to trust with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Help me to let it go so I can move on with my life in the name of Jesus. And sometimes the Holy Spirit, I get downloaded, and sometimes the trust is to stop digging up the past. Always digging up the past. Put that past in the dirt. Stump your feet on it and say, no more will I dig up the past. Because it's time to move on, people. Even with me, I know God's talking to me too. Lord, yes, Lord. I'm putting it right in the right now. For this day forth, that God will help me to let go, to grow, and to move on in Jesus Christ. And every time I see these people that might have hurt me or made a promise to me and did not stick with it, help me, God, to still love them in spite of. Help me not to bring up the past. Help me, God, in the name of Jesus, to know who I am. I'm a child of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, how can I tell others they got to let go if I'm not letting go? How can I tell people, hey, or either why you helping me now? I'm not God. In the name of Jesus, what to do if I'm not doing it? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, for creating in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit in each and every one of us. Do you trust God in the name of Jesus? And I was reading from Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. And it said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Too many people are leaning to their own understanding instead of the understanding of God. Because in the name of Jesus, because of the issues, in the name of Jesus, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God at all times. When do you get up? When should you leave? What should you wear? What should you eat? Who should you be with? Should you go there? Should I go there? Should I make a right? Should I make a left? In the name of Jesus, should I go to the store right now? Because God, sometimes he turns around your enemies. He make the coast clear. And then he said, okay, I don't know why this is in the back of my mind. I have bought this jacket, this coat, and this coat had a hood to it. And I ain't going to lie to y'all people. That's one thing. I ain't got time for it. I'll tell you the truth. In the name of Jesus, I try to keep it real. And I was on my way to the corner store, and the Lord said, take that hood off that coat. I said, what? Take the hood off my coat. That was the best features of the coat. I said, yes, Lord. I took the hood by the instructions of God. I didn't understand why. But I heard God, the Holy Spirit, say, take the hood off your coat. I took the hood off my coat, and I went to the corner store. Do you know two little young guys came behind me? Now, everybody's not bad. But I don't know why I'm saying this. See, because you got to take the instructions of God even though when you don't understand. And I heard the other guy say, I want that coat. Go get that coat for me. And the other boy, I don't think really wanted to do it. He said, but the coat don't have no hood. The coat ain't no good. The hood makes the coat. He said, oh, you're right. And the boy, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You know them young boys went around me, and I heard them. One wanted the coat, but the other guy talked them out of it. He said, because there ain't no hood on it. These coats, one of them down coats, supposed to have a hood on it. He said, yeah, you're right, man. You're right. Let's keep going. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Do you know if I wouldn't have took the instruction of God, God only know where I'd be right now. Boy, God stopped that block. My enemy from harming me because I took the instructions of God. I took the hood off the coat. saying? So when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, you have peace in it. Take the instructions of God, whether you understand it or not. Trust God enough to take the instructions of God through the Holy Spirit. Do you really trust Him? Do you? God help me to continue to grow in you. People, I got a lot of growing up to do. Please keep me in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, God. I don't know why it's in my heart to say a salvation prayer. Pastor Bradford, don't mind. And I want to ask anyone that's on this prayer line. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Have you asked God, hallelujah, to come into your heart? Yes, God, to make a change in your life. Would you like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior? For God said, those that confess with his mouth and believe in thy heart that God has risen his Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead shall be saved. Would you like to receive him? I always like to say a sinner's prayer. It's a prayer that God had put on my heart. And then I'm going to let Pastor Dr. Alfreda take it from here. All you have to say, but it has to be a sincerity from the heart. From the heart. Turn that TV off. Turn that radio off right now. Yes, God. Yes, God. If you want to say it from the heart in the name of Jesus. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus, that he died, rose again on the third day, and I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer, yes, I'm going to say it one more time, just in case someone just got on. If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Yes, God won't let me say it no more. That's it. Yes, God. If you have already received that sinner's prayer, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and Savior, I pray for each and every one, the one that might have said the sinner's prayer, and maybe the one who had not said the sinner's prayer, God, that you will help them, God, before it's too late to receive your Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Thank you for the transformation. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the turnaround. I thank you, God, for the angels that's rejoicing over that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 souls, God. In the name of Jesus, he even rejoiced. Is over one. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus for waking me up with the word today, God. Do you really trust God and acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall strengthen now. Yes, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Oh, God, I tell you, yes, God, acknowledge him in all, yes, God, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct, I'll direct our path, because so many of us need sense of direction, God. In the name of Jesus, lead us into the right path, God. Help us to stay on that straight and narrow way, God. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Thank you for all your manifold blessings over Pastor Dr. Alfreda, Pastor Westfield, and so many other leaders that's on this phone right now, God, as you continue to grant them their heart desires and protection over each and every one on this prayer line, the just, the unjust, the bound, the free, the righteous, unrighteous, and the holy and unholy. Mwah! This is a sister evangelist Nancy call out of Philadelphia area. I love each and every one of you. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Okay, Pastor Bradford.
Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord and thank God for that very timely word on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Amen. We want to thank God for you, evangelist. Amen. The bottom line is, as she said, do we trust the Lord, beloved? That's really a question that we really have to put to ourselves. You know what I mean? Do we really trust the Lord? And find out what the answer is. Nancy, I want to thank God for that story that you shared with us, amen, about taking the hood off the coat. And this, that was powerful how the Holy Spirit put that together, because Satan is the god of this world.
Now, God could have let those guys go around the corner. You not meet with the guys. You not walk in front of the guys. But the Holy Spirit already knew what's going to happen, good and bad, because Satan is the god of this world. He already knows what's going to happen. So what the Holy Spirit does, as Minister Nancy and the Holy Spirit explained to us today, the Holy Spirit, when you follow him and trust him, will lead you to circumvent what's already laid out. He'll lead you to circumvent, to go another way, to not go at all. See, to circumvent, because Satan is the god of this world. We got to get it, saints. Trouble is always there. We live in a world of trouble. That's not going to change. But the Holy Spirit will show you around there, the booby traps, so you don't fall in the net, so you don't get robbed and gun whipped. And come on now, taking your pocketbook and taking your coat. Because she took the hood off the coat, could have saved her life. Saints, do you trust the Lord? That's why the Bible says you'll live longer if you trust me. You'll be happier if you trust me. Look at the scripture she shared with us. She said here, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. God knew that drunk driver was on Broad Street. That drunk driver could have been home. But Satan is the god of this world. So what the Holy Spirit do? He'll say, no, make a right-hand turn today. No, you're going to make a right today. You ain't make it. But I always go left. But you're making a right today. Saints, do you trust the Lord? What a timely word. What a timely word. We have to trust the process. You're not going to understand everything God tells you to do. Don't try to figure it out. If you could figure God out, then he would cease from being God. Just trust him. And she said, do it cheerfully. Do it willingly. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but guess what? My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Glory be to the living God. Thank you, Minister Nancy. Thank you. Because that's a sermon there for all of us. She didn't say, do you trust Fauci, Biden, the dollar bill, the COVID vaccine, huh? Trust your spouse, trust your children, trust your pastor. She said, do you trust God? Now, saints, we gotta have to really get the nitty gritty and answer that. And if you find yourself coming up short, just confess. Fess up today. God, forgive me. And my trust is not where it needs to be. I don't have that childlike faith. You know how many people would have kept that hood on that coat? I know two guys right now in the grave because they refused to give up their coat. My daughter's the friends. They refused to give up the coat. And they 6 feet under today. You know how many people would have kept the hood on the coat? Little simple stuff. They said the man went to the store and shot everybody that had on a certain color. But God told you don't wear red today, wear blue. Well, God don't care what color I wear. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Nancy, you done stirred me up this morning. Glory be to God. See? Because while you was preaching, I was talking my... Do I... Look. Baby, we can... There's room to go deeper. There's room to go deeper depths and higher heights. I don't care how much you trust them. You can trust them a little bit more. When God says, give. When God says, don't do it now, don't do it now. Talk to him. Some of us answer before we even talk to God. I just felt like, no, it ain't what you feel. It's what the word says. It's what the spirit is telling you. See, this is why the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man. But the ends thereof are the ways of death. Oh, it seemed right. But you just as wrong as two left feet. Why? Because you're not trusting God. I feel God lead me this way, but I always do it this way. What? And this is why you don't have no peace. This is it right here. And we can go on and on and on. See? Saints, we got to back up. Now, I'm going to tell you, this as we close. Glory be to God. Some of us need to back up to this last set of instructions that God told you that you ignored. And thought that God was going to forget about it and go on to the next issue. God said, I ain't going nowhere. I can't seem to get nothing. Because you got to go back to that last thing God told you. And you know what it is. And you got to trust God. And ask God to help you to obey him. Whatever it is, you know what it is. Ain't nothing going down until you do that. Because then that's going to untangle it, or those places where you done been yoked up, bounded up. It's going to unravel all that by the roots. When we was talking on the roots earlier this week, it's going to untangle all that by the roots. God worked backwards, baby. See, we want the fruit on the tree, amen, and your roots stink. No, God starts with the roots. Because there is no fruit without no root. All right, so she talked about giving, amen, glory be to God. So it's time for us to receive our offering on today. Amen, glory be to God, amen, for those of you, amen, if you're first listening for the first time, God bless you, second time, third time, every time. Amen. We want to receive an offering for the evangelist. Amen. Amen. If you sow, just say, you know, this is for the ministry. This is for the evangelist. Just let us know how to appropriate the money, and we will. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, some the Lord may be saying right now, all right, I want you to sow such and such dollar, such and such. And see, and you say yes. And as soon as you say yes, then the devil going to remind you that you got a phone bill that's due today. Don't you know if God don't pay that phone bill, it ain't going to be paid? So whenever the Lord tells you to give something, first, I want to take two things. Number one, the devil ain't going to never tell you to give. That's how number one you know is God. That's too much. Then you really know, amen, it was God. The devil not going to ever tell you to give. I don't care if it's $1. He going to not ever tell you to give. So that's how you know God is moving in you. Glory be. And secondly, beloved, when the Lord is moving you to give, it's not to take something from you. It's in order to get something to you. And that's the concept we keep missing. Because we're looking at what we don't have instead of looking at what the word says. And as long as you keep looking at what you don't have, that's going to increase. Because whatever you focus on magnifies, increases. That's why the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord. See, because we're looking at what we don't have. And you ought to be looking at the word that says we have more than enough. Do you trust God, beloved? That was a very simplistic, awesome, deep, timely word. Basic word. Basic word that we all need to go back and visit. Because we try to skip some steps. We try to skip some steps. Amen? All right. Amen. Several ways you can give. Our mailing address for our ministry is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Okay. And also we have, what else we have? Oh, and our website. Amen. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button right there, and you can give. Amen. And just do what the Lord is telling you to do. When it's time for me to give, amen, someone called me yesterday or day before asking for some money. They've been asking quite frequently, to be honest with you. All right. In the past, I would just give them what they, because I had it. I would just give them what they wanted. Okay, and they would eventually pay back. But this one particular time, as Nancy said, the Holy Spirit said, yeah. All you got to do is talk to the God, beloved. God knows what's happening on the other end. He knows people, and he knows people using you. He knows if the ministry soil is good. He knows if the person is really in need, the person in greed. God knows the details. All you got to do is talk to the Lord. And when it's time for me to give, amen, glory be to God, amen, I'm going to a service today. All right, I'm going to a service today. I'm going to sit there, I'm going to talk to the Lord before I leave. God, how much you want me to give? Lord, how much you want me to give? And have a check ready. Have the cash ready. That's all you got to do, saints. Prepare to receive your blessing. Amen. No amount is too small or too large. You're just serving in obedience to the Lord. If the Lord say $5, you give $5. If the Lord say $500, you give $500. The Lord say $5,000, you give $5,000. He ain't going to tell you to give something you don't have. And you cannot beat God's giving. All right. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we bless God. All right, saints. It's been a good week. Amen. I'm excited, amen, for the opportunity to serve you all this week. Amen. Thank you, God, for... Amen. Evangelist Nancy coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Putting the icing on the cake. Amen. Glory be to God. If you miss any of our services, go back to our archives. Amen. We'll be posting them on Facebook this weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me see. All right. Waiting to be promoted. How low can you go? Amen. Just tell Jesus yes. Amen. I never post our Wednesday praise. Amen. That's a little intimate. So I never post that on Facebook. Amen. And if you want that, you got to go into the archives. Amen. And glory be to God. Bring somebody home talking about us being moved with compassion. Amen. Glory be to God. Yesterday, we celebrated our sister Priscilla's birthday. Amen. And talked about being down but not out. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. How darkness cannot overpower light. Amen. And then Minister Nancy came today with, do you really trust God? Amen. So it's been a beautiful week. Our Wednesday night Bible study. Woo! We talked about, amen, how life is hard when we're trying to live it in the flesh. Boy, I tell you the truth. Amen. It's just been a powerful week. Amen. And so we pray that you have been blessed. Amen. And we have been blessed to serve with you. Now, I'm looking at my July's calendar. All I see is one birthday in this ministry for the month of July, and that's just the Priscilla's on yesterday. Amen. So please, amen, if you have a July birthday, I know it was mentioned that our brother David's birthday is Monday. Amen. But and we know we have some people in the background. Amen. Some wives and some husbands. You're in the background just listening. Amen. We look, you're part of our ministry too. Amen. So let us know if you have a birthday in July or August coming up. Amen. So we can make sure that we have you on the calendar. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Father God, we say thank you for the word today. Thank you for the service. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us, help us, help us, help us, help us, Father God, not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways. God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us, Father God, to be obedient, Father God, to the Holy Spirit. Take the hood off the coat. I see a book. I see a book entitled "Take the Hood Off the Coat." That was awesome. That was awesome. Father God, we say thank you. You're so simple. God, you deal with us on our level. It's not complicated. All we need to do is have a willing ear to hear and a willing heart to obey. And this is where we are. Father, meet us back here tomorrow for our Sunday services in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we bless you and we magnify you and we praise you, Father God, henceforth, now, and for evermore. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, hallelujah, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. Oh, glory be to God. How we thank you for the souls that have given their life to you this day, Father God. Hallelujah. Through the preaching of your word. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and to be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and to give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is indeed the Lord of lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? What's your answer? Yes? No?
Trust and
come on. It is a good night.
For there's no other way to be happy.
Trust them, saints. Pastor Bradford signing out. My pleasure to be in your service. Everybody have a good, good, good weekend. We'll be back Sunday at 12 noon and Monday morning at 6 a.m. Blessings on blessings.